1077 RKR, The Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Good morning. Happy Thursday. Hopefully your day is off to a great start this morning. Obviously, we want to start the show this morning talking about something that happened yesterday. Of course, like to keep things upbeat and positive on The Rocker, as always. But we can't really go forward with this without addressing what had happened yesterday in Minnesota. Obviously, it's probably the biggest thing in news right now, talking about the shooting that took place at Minneapolis Catholic School Mass. And unfortunately, two children were killed in the shooting. And it also looks like 14 other children and three elderly parishioners were wounded while marking the first week of class at the Annunciation Catholic School. The shooter, who is now dead, was identified as Robin Westman, and they actually graduated from the school in 2017. This is the largest in as far as the attack is concerned. It's the latest in this string of shootings in Minnesota. And, you know, this is also the 44th school shooting in the U.S. this year, according to CNN. So, again, this is obviously, you know, like I said, we like to keep things upbeat on The Rocker, but, you know, this is something we've dealt with ourselves here in Michigan quite a few times, unfortunately. And it's hard out there for parents who have kids, and then they have to send their kids to school after, you know, knowing that this is happening over there. And this is tough. So if any parents out there want to give me a call, 978-1077, if you want to vent, talk about it. I can understand that it can be frustrating to deal with something like this. So just let you know, The Rocker's always here for the people in Southwest Michigan. If you ever want to talk about anything, even if it's, you know, sports related, anything related, always hit me up. We're always here for you. We're going to continue to rock you out throughout the morning. 1077 RKR, The Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. So there's some big things that are going to be going down in Holland this year. And this winter, we're going to be seeing a new skating rink. This is something that is was a kind of a brainchild of a guy who has since passed away. But it was a lifelong dream of his to make this skating rink a reality. Frank Cray, who passed away in July of last year, he always wanted to bring a skating rink to Holland. And the city has recently approved $11.3 million for the brand new ice skating rink, which plans to open this summer. If you open up the 1077 RKR app, you can read all about what they plan on doing. It's going to be like 14,000 square feet. There's going to be pavilions and picnic areas, but they've also got a lot of really cool stuff that they're going to be doing with like skating and curling and all other sorts of stuff. So again, the 1077 RKR app has all the info on it. I will just say, like, I love the idea of the skating rink. Love that there's going to be something more to do this winter throughout West Michigan. But I really hope they have a Zamboni, because if you've ever gone to downtown Detroit and Campus Martius and skated on that thing, I'm telling you, it's like 5-10 minutes and that ice is super choppy, full of snow. Make sure you invest in a Zamboni, huh? Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition for your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on The Rocker. One record which may be the most important in the history of rock is the original recordings of Robert Johnson and the album King of the Delta Blues. The lore behind this mysterious yet influential figure will remain rock's greatest mystery, as he influenced everyone from the Stones to Led Zeppelin. Disappearing after being considered an awful guitar player, he returned over a year later and stunned an audience with his song, They're Red Hot, and that's where the legend began. Pick up this cornerstone album today. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 1077 RKR.
I got a good such a long and tall, she sleeps in the kitchen with a piece in the hall. Hot tamale than the red hot, yeah, she got up a sale on me. Hot tamale than the red hot, yeah, she got up a sale.
1077 RKR, The Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. I was very excited when I found out that Sergei Fedorov's jersey was going to be retired. This is something that should have happened years ago. I think that's a common argument that a lot of people will make. There was some saltiness when he left Detroit originally to go over to Columbus Blue Jackets and then the Capitals. But regardless, he's still like tied for my favorite Detroit Red Wing of all time, up there with Paul Eisenbart. But Sergei Fedorov's jersey is getting retired. He's been having some interviews lately. There's one in particular he did in Russia, and the interview is actually in Russian, but it is subtitled. And he was talking about kind of reflecting on his old teammates and some memories with them. But he's also talking about enforcers in the game of hockey, and especially in today's game of hockey. Enforcers, if you don't know, are basically the big tough guys that are out there to kind of send a message to the other team if need be. And he was talking, he was asked in this interview, which is up here on the 107.7 RKR app, what he thinks about enforcers in today's hockey, how that role has basically been diminished. And he's actually got a pretty interesting take on all this. I personally think enforcers are good for the game, as long as they just don't go out there and just bully people for the sake of bullying them. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, joined on the phone by a special guest stand-up comedian who's got a show at GLC Live at 20 Monroe, December 6th. Welcome to the Rocker Morning Show, Tom Papa. Good morning, bro.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Tom. How you doing, man?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Doing great, dude. Looking forward to the show coming up in Michigan in just a few months, GLC Live at 20 Monroe in Grand Rapids. You're going to be going on this tour. And tell me about this new tour and the show.
Yeah, it's called the Grateful Bread Tour. Because I was a Dead fan when I was younger. And
nice.
I'm now a bread baker. So I've combined my two loves. And we started up a little while ago, and we've been cruising around the country. It's been doing this whole new hour that's going to end up the next special on Netflix. And the cool thing about naming your tour the Grateful Bread Tour is people actually show up with home baked goods.
They actually like bring some to you?
Yeah. People are always trying to be, the biggest struggle that fans are having is how to get the bread past security to my green room.
And by the time it makes it back there, you're like, I don't know where they shoved this. I don't know if I want to eat this thing.
I know. And my wife's always like, you're not really eating the stuff that strangers are baking for you. And I tell her that I don't eat it.
Right. You tell her that you don't eat it. Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of the funny thing too. It's like you got all these people bringing in these goods, and you're like, you feel bad because you're like, man, they went through all the trouble to make this for me, and there's no way in hell I'm going to eat this.
I pretty much eat everything they give me. I can't help it. I mean, I figure, you know, nobody's trying to poison a comedian by making a cupcake.
Yeah. Exactly. So your recent, I know that you're like your recent empty nester. Are there parts of your life that you kind of feel like you've like rediscovered now that you are an empty nester?
You know, mainly you can walk around the house without having to cover up. That's pretty exciting. When you want to go drop something off in the laundry room, you can just walk with no clothes on. That's fun, as long as you remember when they come home for Thanksgiving that you can't do that anymore.
True.
The other thing is, it's been really fun just for my wife and I. Like, all of a sudden, we just look at each other. It's like, we could go get something to eat right now, and we don't have to call a sitter or tell anyone what we're doing. It's like, oh, man, this, like, you start out dating, and then 25 years later, you're back to dating again. It's pretty great.
Yeah. So how did you get into acting and comedy in general?
I always wanted, when I was a kid, I wanted to do it, you know. And once I found out that you could do that as a job, like in seventh grade, I was like, oh, I think I'm going to go do that. That seems more fun than any of the things that my family's doing. And then when I got out of school, I just went to New York and just started showing up at open mics and just started doing it, and I just never stopped. Like, I had a little day job in the beginning, but that was always the idea. When I was really, from seventh grade on, I was like, I'm just going to try and get to be a comedian. And when it happened, you know, I just kept going, and nobody ever told me I had to stop and go get a job. I still to this day feel like at any point someone could tap me on the shoulder and say, all right, enough screwing around, let's go be a grown up.
The Grateful Bread is this, The tour dates and tickets are available on your website, TomPapa.com. GLC live at 20 Monroe in Grand Rapids, December 6th. Get tickets to the show. Tom, it was great talking to you, man, and good luck on the upcoming tour and the book and all your future adventures, man.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'll see you down the road.
I had a great time talking with Tom, but there's way more to this interview you haven't heard. The full interview is available to download right now on the on-demand button on the 107.7 RKR. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, and we are joined in the studio once again with our good buddy Eric from Warner Vineyards. Good morning, brother.
Hey, Mark. Good morning. We are heading into the biggest weekend of the summer, the unofficial end of summer Labor Day weekend. We got to talk about what's coming up this weekend.
Big time. A lot of great country and rock acts. This is going to be a massive weekend. Sunday in particular, I am really looking forward to. But let's start off with tonight, the first show of the weekend, this Morgan Wallen tribute.
Whiskey friends to Morgan Wallen experience. This is a top end tribute. And if you love Morgan Wallen, you're going to love this one. It's going to be just a fun night out at the Vineyard.
And we're staying with country as well, as tomorrow we got two more great tributes heading our way.
Chris Stapleton and Eric Church tribute. We've had them a few years now. They've been here for a couple years straight. Everyone that comes out to the show leaves just talking about how amazing it is. Mm-hmm. And the thing about the Chris Stapleton, Eric Church, even the Morgan Wallen, again, if you're not into country, they're not exactly countrymen. This is kind of that rock country outlaw stuff going on. So yeah, it is amazing. So yeah, definitely look at the Chris Stapleton and Eric Church tribute.
And this Saturday, Warner Vineyard's first sold out show ever.
The Motor City Madman, Ted Nugent, is coming in to the Vineyard this week, Saturday. And the problem is if you try to walk up to the gate, you will not be able to get in. You need probably to have your tickets in advance for this show.
And then we are wrapping up the week with a band I've never seen before. And after seeing Mo a few weeks back, I am very excited to see Government Mule. This band is going to blow people's faces away.
Yes, same thing, man. Me and you both talked about it. I've talked to so many people. They are just a great performing band here, man. They are just a great jam band. Government Mule, the Back in the Saddle tour. It is selling really good in that, so make sure, again, you look at getting some tickets in advance, probably, but it is going to be a just amazing show, probably one I'm most excited about this weekend.
Yeah, Government Mule's been around for over 30 years, if I'm not mistaken. Of course, yeah. Warren Haynes, the guitar player for, he was with Greg Allman and the Allman Brothers for years.
Yep.
Back in the early 2000s. So you may even hear some Allmans. And then we're not even done yet because we have another show that's coming up on the 1st on Monday.
You know what? This is, you can't have Cinderella without Tom Kiefer. And for the right. longest time, Cinderella was touring without Tom Kiefer. Tom Kiefer is Cinderella. And we got Cinderella with Tom Kiefer and his band. So please look at that one on Labor Day. You need to check it out. It's going to be amazing. And again, I mean, look at all those bands we have this weekend. It's just going to be crazy out at the Vineyard.
Massive lineup, 5 nights in a row of music. You guys are going to be slamming and jamming. Best of luck to you guys. We're actually going to give away Whiskey Friends. We're going to give you our VIP table to tonight's show, the Morgan Wallen Tribute, 978-1077. Caller number 7, you are going to win that VIP table to Whiskey Friends. And remind them, the only place they should be buying tickets from.
Only get your tickets from WarnerWines.com. You type in something else, it takes you to a third-party site or something, and you will get ripped off. So do not do that. We are not here. This is something me and Mark are big on. We want everyone to be able to come and enjoy a show at a reasonable cost and just have fun.
WarnerWines.com, the only place to get your tickets, and you can get that VIP table to the Morgan Wallen Tribute. Whiskey Friends, right now. Good luck, guys. Eric, we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Want to hook you up with Workplace of the Week and throw you a pizza party. Compliments of BC Pizza Kalamazoo. We've partnered up with them to throw you guys a pizza party for supporting the Rocker and supporting local business at the same time. Get your workplace signed up on the 107.7 RKR app. And then tomorrow, right around this time, we're going to have Zoe Turner in from BC Pizza. And we are going to crack that first beer of the weekend with Presidential Brewing Company right after we announce our Workplace of the Week. So get them in and we'll announce our new winner tomorrow. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. This Saturday, we are launching Labor Day to Z Weekend. It's Labor Day weekend coming up. So we are going through the entire Rockers catalog from A to Z. Everything from Abracadabra all the way to Ziggy Stardust. So no repeats. It's happening Saturday from 10 to 7. We'll pick it up Sunday, 10 to 7. And then again, all Monday long, we're going to be doing this. Labor Day to Z weekend as we play the entire rocker catalog. Make the rocker your weekend soundtrack. It's going to be some fun ones on 107.7 RKR.